His jawbone is a relic that confirms his unique stature. When he was born, that mighty jaw had been the first thing to emerge, and the midwife wondered if this was not some terrible misfit now crowning in the vulva. She'd once delivered a head with no body, and feared she was about to repeat the experience. Cursing herself for this morbid speculation, she grabbed him then and pulled him free of his mother. To the midwife's relief, Ernie had his legs and hips. His torso was quite functional, if somewhat shriveled, as if his jawbone had consumed the nutrients intended for the entire corpus. The midwife thought he looked like a gummy shark as he flapped and floundered on the table. His little eyes staring out like two small caves set above a massive cliff of bone. Most newborn babes are ugly, but the little tyke of Ernie seemed to have set a new precedent, and the midwife hoped there would not be many more pop out looking like him. Some people said his mother had copulated with a pit bull terrier, and this was the secret truth of Ernie's striking physiognomy. Irene never cared for the story about herself and the dog. She knew the world was full of disgusting people, and the stories that spread about her purported canine cavortings only confirmed her worst intimations. Some nights Irene and Ernie's dad, the burner, clambered through the family trees, searching for a jawbone that might serve as a precedent for their prodigal boy. But they always came back from their searches empty-handed. There were big noses, big front teeth, huge appetites for the perverse, but there was nothing like that jawbone of their boy. The lad was a one-off, freakish, if not a freak. There were those who took a less charitable view than the burner and Irene. They said the lad was a freak when he was born, lived a freakish life, and died a freakish death.